Hi, it's Richard here, and in this episode we're going to take a closer look at functionalist theories of education. So functionalists believe that education equips people to perform different functional roles in society. So starting right in preschool and kindergarten, they believe that students are taught to practice different societal roles. And the French sociologist Emile Durkheim, who lived from 1858 to 1917, said that schools are, and I quote, socialization agencies that teach children how to get along with others and prepare them for adult economic roles. That's Durkheim in 1898. And this socialization, functionalists believe, involves learning the rules and norms of the society as a whole. Schools teach students the diverse skills needed for a diverse workforce by letting students specialise, for example, GCSEs and A-levels. And so education provides one of the major methods for upward societal mobility. And this function is called social placement. Schools and universities help students progress towards the careers they want. Secondary functions are unintended functions of schools, and you learn lots at school outside of your formal education. So for example, you might notice an attractive student in your class that you fancy, and speaking to that student and building a relationship with them teaches you the principles of courting or trying to find a partner. Some other secondary functions are that the education system introduces students to societal networks that may last for many years and can help people find jobs after they finish schools. So another skill you learn is the ability to work with others in small groups, and this skill is transferable to the workplace, and that might not be able to be learned in a homeschool setting. So there are some of the things that schools can teach you. So the role of school is also to sort and classify students based on academic merit or potential. Now, schools identify the most capable students through testing and classroom achievements. The most capable students are allocated to the most important or challenging jobs. That's what we call the allocation function. And functionalists think that this is fair because they think education is a meritocracy. Now, a meritocracy is where everyone has equal opportunity and personal effort or merit determines your social standing. So there's a lot of information there. Let's just recap some of that. So socialization function, so that involves learning the rules and norms of the society as a whole. Social placement is where education provides one of the major methods of upward social mobility. And schools and universities help students progress towards the careers they want. And then you've also got the allocation function, which was where schools identify the most capable students through testing and classroom achievement. And the most capable students are allocated to the most important or challenging jobs. And remember that a meritocracy is where everyone has equal opportunity and personal effort or merit determines your social standing within that. So there are some criticisms of functionalist theory of education. It suggests that education benefits society as a whole, but Marxist is one of the key critics, and he believes that education only benefits the ruling class. And if you think as well, feminism, they also see education as only benefiting men. So some of the criticisms of functionalist theories of education are that the functionalists, including Durkheim and Parsons, argue that education promotes the norms and values of society as a whole. And Marxist claims that education only promotes the values of the most powerful groups. Now, Hargreaves in 1982 argued that education promotes competition and individualism and not shared values. Another criticism is that according to Durkheim, education promotes social solidarity. However, education can also be divisive. because the hierarchy of schools and universities, which can separate the social classes. And some other factors to think about with functionalism is that functionalism argues that education achievements are based on merit, which is a meritocracy, but research shows that the factors such as class, gender, and ethnicity also influence achievement in school. Now, the functionalists Davies and Davis and Moore argue that education selects the most appropriate people to do particular jobs, but another criticism would be that other factors aside from qualifications, such as social contacts, so who you know, also influence your success in the labour market. So just to recap some of that again, so we've got Marxists, he claimed that education only promotes the values of the most powerful groups. And functionalists Davis and Moore argued that education selects the most appropriate people to do particular jobs. But others say that other important factors, aside from qualifications such as your social contacts or who you know, also influence your success in the labour market. So to recap some of the functionalists' perspective on different functions of the education system. So schools teach teach students to the range of skills needed for a diverse workforce by letting students specialise as they go through their education. So for example, you pick your GCSEs, you pick your A-levels, and you might pick what you're going to go to do on after school at university, apprenticeships, etc. And there are also some secondary functions, they believe, of what happens at school. So you learn lots outside of the formal education setting within school. For example, you learn how to build relationships with people, you learn how to talk to the opposite sex, you learn how to work with people who you don't necessarily get on with that well, etc. And those are all useful skills for the workforce. Now, French sociologist Emile Durkheim said that schools are socialization agencies that teach children to get along with others and prepare them for adult economic roles. And Hargreaves in 1982 argued that education promotes competition and individualism instead of shared values. If this episode's got you in the mood for more revision, then head over to senecalearning.com where you can revise all of your A-level subjects absolutely free. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or Anchor, then you will find a link in the bio. But if not, just type in senecalearning.com and you'll find us. While you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our revised podcasts, which cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.